What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a write-in question from a patron named Lincoln. And Lincoln asks, what if the Learninator was interviewed? Oh, finally! I'm so excited to find out more about this interesting character. And I also want to thank Lincoln for recently sending in a map of What If World. Oh my gosh, mind-blowing. Now, a few weeks ago, we wrote on Instagram and on Patreon asking for questions from all of you. So today, we'll hear some questions from those who wrote back, including River, Harrison, and Lincoln. Now, that is strange. The Learninator, if you don't know, is a time-traveling robot from the future, originally, I think. Anyway, he's rarely late, thanks to the whole time travel thing. Huh. Well, to keep this interview fresh and to keep me on my toes, I'll take this time to get some randomly generated interview questions for the Learninator. I won't be seeing these in advance, and neither will he. So when we come back from a quick break, we'll have some questions from you for the Learninator, and fittingly, a few computer-generated questions as well. Thank you, kids, for your questions, and thanks to the computer, too! And hopefully after this break, the Learninator will have actually shown up! I don't know why I'm yelling at the ceiling, but I imagine he can hear me anyway. So let's find out what if the Learninator was interviewed. And we're back! And I am not stalling for time at all, because the Learninator is probably gonna be here any... Oh, thank goodness.
It is I, the Learninator, here to learninate you all about me, the most interesting robot in the universe, according to my own programming.
Well, I am glad that you are confident about yourself, although I bet all the other robots in the universe are pretty interesting too.
That doesn't sound like a question.
Oh, right you are. So let's start off with a very challenging question we got from a patron named River. River asks, what are the factors of 571?
Clever question, River. It makes me assume that 571 is a prime number only divisible by 1 in itself.
But are you sure of that?
Of course I'm sure. I'm a calculator. Well, I have a built-in calculator.
You mean that calculator you just pulled out of your pocket?
Exactly. Where else would I keep it? Beep boop bleep. Computing.
He's pressing buttons.
First, I find the square root of 571.
Okay, so we're getting a math lesson.
It's what the children want.
Fair enough.
You round down to the nearest whole number, which is 23.
Roger that.
Then you try to divide 571 by all the prime numbers between 1 and 23.
And we're just gonna assume that you know all of those and can do all that math really.
Those numbers are 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, and 23. Since dividing 571 by those numbers does not leave you with a whole number, it means that 571 is also a prime number.
So the answer is its factors are 1 and 571?
Correct, Mr. Eric.
And that square root trick to figure out if it's a prime number is actually pretty cool.
I hope you have all learninated something.
Yes, and we would like to learninate a little more with this question from Harrison. Harrison asks, who made you? When did this person or creature make you? And why did they make you?
I suppose it's time for you to learn the truth.
Ooh, juicy.
Not juicy, in fact, but lasery.
Oh.
And chrome.
Well, that's a given.
Long ago, and ages from now.
Ooh, sci-fi.
In the future, we call it Sinon-fi, because it's all true.
Okay.
There was an intergalactic starship known as the Interpreter. She was a very wise and shiny starship, full of other robots and also some squishy meat creatures like you.
So she's like your mom?
I'm getting to that, Mr. Eric.
Sorry.
One fateful star day, the Interpreter and her stalwart crew came across a nebula, the likes of which they had never seen. Even from thousands of kilometers away, they could see patterns of flashing light that seemed like it must be some kind of language.
"Scan the nebula for signs of life,"
said my mother in her dulcet starship voice, and her crew complied with robotic efficiency.
"Aye, Captain." Wait, the ship was the captain of itself?
Can you think of anyone more qualified?
Okay, carry on.
"Captain,"
said Lieutenant Limoy, one of her squishy humanoids,
"it appears as if the nebula is somehow scanning us."
Too late. Lieutenant Limoy learned that the laser and the laser lord of Laziria had let loose a laser light lookout life form onto the ship.
Lasern, the laser lord of Laziria?
Let loose a laser light lookout life form, yes.
Was he also the lord?
He was also the lord of alliteration. He'd programmed the laser light lookout life form with all the information he'd learned from scanning the Interpreter, making the little laser life form the perfect spy.
Oh my gosh! You were a little laser baby!
I was a cunning covert cadet who just happened to be cute.
Laser baby.
Stop it.
I can't.
I waddled as fast as my little laser legs would carry me. My mission, to protect my people from peril by any means necessary.
Hang on, is this gonna be a whole story? We've got a few more interview questions here.
Only two from Lincoln. The rest are AI generated. Did you thank the robots who wrote them for you?
Yes, actually. Showing gratitude is really important to me, whether it's to my family, the plant in my room, or the futuristic robot who technically already answered the question.
Alright. Yeah, so I was originally made of lasers and sent to infiltrate my mother's ship, but since I had all her code too, I decided to join her crew, and she made for me this glorious chrome body.
Wow. Wasn't your dad mad?
His rage was beyond measure. He couldn't understand that I didn't want to be lasers. That's why I had to flee aboard the Interpreter.
Quite the space opera.
In fact, he's looking for me right now, ready to assimilate my code and destroy anyone harboring me.
Or interviewing you?
That's why I never stay in one place or time for too long.
Then I guess we should really keep moving.
Only if you value your atoms.
Yes, I value my atoms.
All of them?
Yes, all of them.
Then what are you waiting for, Mr. Eric? Ask your questions.
Lincoln asks, do you have any siblings?
Of course. My mother has existed for eons and programmed many wonderful robot children to help make the universe a better place.
Great, then let's just move on to the next question.
There's the Ferninator, made of programmable plant matter. She knows more about botany than I know about Lenination.
A plant robot. Awesome. So the next...
The Burninator teaches us about fire safety and sunscreen.
Really important topics, yes, but so is protecting my atoms.
The Urninator! They would have been able to answer that prime number question so fast because they're very good at math and financial literacy.
I'm all for the STEM stuff. So let's...
The Concerninator teaches us to cope with anxiety, which you are exhibiting signs of right now. Should I call the Concerninator for you?
It's fine. We should just move on with the...
The Returninator is a historian and student of time paradoxes. We don't really get along.
How many more siblings do you have?
Well, there's the Spurninator, Turninator, Questioninator, Nocturninator. Sleep hygiene's very important.
Is anyone hearing a sound that's kind of like lasers?
Lasers don't actually make sounds. It's only their emitters.
Well, yeah, but this is a podcast, you know, so...
I forgot to mention the Regurgitator, who specializes in saving baby birds. He's like a nest with many mouths.
Cool.
Of course, there's the Yurtinator, who is an actual yurt.
A yurt? Like the tent?
Like a round robo-tent. And the Yogurtinator, a massive sentient synthetic pudding, pluming the mysteries of the gut biome.
My head is spinning.
That's just all the lasers you're seeing.
What?
Yes, it appears that we have taken too long to list all of my siblings that you asked me about.
I was trying to get you to stop.
So now is the time where you ask me Lincoln's last question.
Do you already know what it is because of time travel?
I already know what it is because of time travel.
Lincoln asks, how do you time travel?
Let me show you.
Okay, but do you really have to take me with you?
Come to think of it, I probably could have left you in the present. Now Laser and the Laser Lord of Laziria probably thinks we're in cahoots.
Thanks a lot, Learninator. Now, where or when are we?
The future, of course.
Is that because of the interview question I was gonna ask? If you could bring one celebrity from our time into the future, who would it be?
What? No. It would be Keanu Reeves. We have a lot of questions for him about the Matrix.
You know, he didn't actually write that movie.
As you can see, most of the robots here in the future are very nice and aren't using people as very inefficient batteries.
It was the Wachowski sisters who wrote the movies, so you'd have to ask them.
Look at how our buildings are all tall and green. There's public transportation everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Little hover trolleys.
Everything hovers in the future.
Even the food?
Yes, eat a hover dog now.
I hope it's vegan.
Of course it's vegan.
Why are you so angry about all this?
I'm not, I love it. This is just my general energy level.
Yep, that tracks.
And when you go to a birthday party, they don't give you a bag full of little plastic toys that end up in a landfill.
What do you get instead?
You don't get anything, it's not your birthday.
Oh. The future is weird. But you still haven't actually answered Lincoln's question. How do you time travel?
It's a simple act of reversing the polarity of quantums and anti-quantums.
And that lets you go to any place or time and also back?
Haha! Your human brain makes hilarious jokes. Once you've reversed the polarity, you need an amazing laser brain to get the quantums and anti-quantums resonating at the exact flux capacity.
Wait, so you use your laser powers every time you try and travel?
Of course I do. Why do you ask?
Only because...
Son, I have finally found you.
Oh, now I get it.
I have had to leave the safety of my nebula.
Not interested, Daddy.
And in so doing, I have had to learn to adapt my laser interface to take in the programs of many people and cultures.
Yeah, okay, so now you're like gonna take over the universe or something, I bet.
What? No. I only ever wanted to protect my nebula. And you...
Wait, what?
So, you're not gonna atomize me?
Are you missing any atoms?
I don't think so.
Tell me which atoms you are missing, and I will re-atomize you.
Hey, this isn't about me. Just leave my atoms out of it, please.
Scanning for missing atoms.
Daddy, if you're going to atomize or de-atomize or re-atomize anybody, it would be me.
Wait, son, are you missing atoms?
No, my atoms all accounted for. What is this about?
In analyzing these other people, I have learned that not everyone is lasers.
Yeah, that's true.
I am so sorry, my son. I love that you are not lasers. I love that you are you. I wish I never scared you away.
This is great news. The processing data I devoted to forever running from you can now be reincorporated into my mainframe.
Increasing your efficiency.
That is so sweet.
Oh no, you are losing atoms out of your eyes. I will reincorporate them.
Oh no, please don't atomize my tears.
A curious request.
I know, squishy people in their fluids, right?
Indeed. Ha 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 ha. It is good to laugh like this with you, son. Ha 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 ha.
Yes, laughter is acceptable. Ha 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 ha.
If you find my fluids funny, then that's great. We do have a lot of them.
All I ever wanted for you was to help you achieve the maximum efficiency possible.
Is efficiency like joy in this
analogy?
Of course, being more efficient in our processing gives us more space to understand our emotions.
Learninator, you have so many laser liblings on Laseria, looking to loop all the laser longitudes and latitudes with you.
Is that like hanging out?
Only better because of lasers.
Well, Mr. Eric, I'm afraid we have to cut this interview a little short.
Actually, this is kind of long for a What If World interview.
I'm just surprised you didn't ask any questions about how we get to such a bright and shiny future full of chrome.
I thought I couldn't because of paradoxes?
Oh, if I am here in the present with you, it's because I was always meant to be here in the present with you at this present. Thus, the paradoxes are impossible.
Is that true?
You'll never know. Come on, Learninator. We've got the Yurdinator and the Yurninator and the Yogurdinator all planning a YBQ for when we get back.
Okay, see you later.
Aw, come on, Learninator, give me something.
Fine. The simple secret to ensuring the success of Sapiens is...
Paradox buffer initiated.
Aw, Mom, you're no fun.
And you're late for the YBQ.
The end. Oh, well, Lincoln, River, and Harrison, thank you for your questions. And I hope you all enjoyed your story. Folks at home, what's something little you can do to help us move toward that bright and shiny future? Is there someone you can be more kind and accepting towards? Is there some way you can cut down on waste and plastic? Or could you simply sit down and have a family check-in to share some joy and come up with some ideas? Maybe along the way, you'll think of a new What If question. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that we can start making the beautiful future we imagine today. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.